room full packed of people. So, hello everyone. I am Davide Berardi. I am here with my master Renzo Davoli to present you this talk on what is still missing in system code tracing on Linux this time. I have these slides here, and you can see that in the bottom of the slide there is a repository of Git in which you can find the code of some example and the patches we will present today. We will talk about system code. I assume that you know what a system code is, but we will talk about system code tracing. So basically, we will talk about something which is similar to S-Trace, which is a program which prints every system code where it gets executed by another program. So in the slide, for instance, you can see a debug procedure like in which we print every read done by cat etc passvd. So it's just the prints whatever read is done by the file, by the program. So following these features, basically we can create some kind of multiple layer operating system in which you have the operating system which does some kind of services, which offer services like file systems, like networking, and so on. But then you can put some layer on it, like programs, user space, like whatever cat, whatever you want. But over it, you can put another layer. So you can put some kind of multiple layers. So for instance, you can alter what a system call does. So for instance, you ask for a read on a file, you can alter the path of the file in transit, which is similar to what you can do with namespaces, obviously, because you can alter some part of the system, but on a more finer level. So for instance, for every system call you have. This is the concept we will present today. So basically, how to create virtual machines based on system calls. So every system call can be altered lying to the user program. So basically, you lie to the user program what the system call is doing, and you can change what the program see from its perspective. Basically, we have two techniques. We will present two techniques, or Renzo will present two different set of patches. One is for the hypervisor mode, what we call hypervisor mode. So we have a user space program which hypervise or supervise another program. So basically, you say, okay, we have this program which manage every system call of the other. So for instance, you can say, okay, the read done by this program can be hijacked to another one, and this is done by a supervisor. We will call it hypervisor mode. On the other side, you done it inside the program itself. So basically, we wrap the system call in a system call wrapper, and that is a little bit secure, a little bit less secure, because you can basically hijack this wrapper and go outside this wrapper easily. But we will refer to this like a self-virtualization mode. And this is the introduction. So I give the stage to you. It's yours, Renzo, go.
I'm returning back to the slide. So the operating system speaks a language of system calls. So a running process can open files and give passing. And what the process sees is what is provided by the kernel. But if we stack as it were building blocks, layer of virtualizations, so we can have at the top of layer one a program speaking the same language, so able to run the system call. So the interface is the same, but they can see different things. So why we do that? For the VueOS project, you can find it as a Debian packets even in the stable version. So just to say some highlights, we can mount the file system as infused at user level, but to say pure system user level, more than system user level, because it is possible to mount a file system without any support in the kernel for fuse. Okay, because it's completely user space. So if you mount a file system in a layer, the files will exist only for the processes accessing layer one. So to do this, we use tracing, system called tracing. There are many ways to do this. Ptrace is the first, the most ancient way to do this. And upon Ptrace, for example, user mode Linux was created. Okay. The columns list features of those methods. So available means that exist now. Skip means there is the ability to skip the exit phase. Ptrace at this system call interacts with the hypervisor twice. First, at the entrance of the system call, such as it's possible to change the number of the system call and the arguments. One at the exit, after the kernel has executed the system call, it is possible to have a second interaction in order to change the result, then change the result. If skip means it is possible to avoid the second call. Jeff Tech, when he created user mode Linux, given that there were no possibilities to skip the system call, used to change the system call from the system call to getPID, because getPID is quick and has no side effect. So, but it's a performance problem, because this second round of exchange with the hypervisor is useless. The interactive method with the hypervisor at its system call, it is a status change of the process. So if you want to wait for a system call, for the method of the system call, it must use wait. Using seccomp, it is possible to avoid the second interaction. One problem we are having in the US is the problem to be portable, transparently portable. So I mean that the unchained code can run on similar architecture. That was impossible in Ptrace and in Ptrace seccomp, because the access to system call argument were made using the name of the single register. At one point, an option of Ptrace arrived. It was Ptrace gets school info. It was very nice for people using tracing for debugging, like Strace, because in that way, this program could be architecture independent. Okay, but Ptrace syscall info was missing. Ptrace syscall info should provide the support for architecture independent tracing for virtualization. Last year, sometime after the FOSDEM, this feature entered the kernel. How much time?
10 minutes.
Okay. Entered the kernel. We started the porting, and we discovered two problems. Okay. One problem was a performance problem. We had to return back to the cat-pit way for because it wasn't possible to avoid the second call to the hypervisor. The ptrace get call info had get data in three different time modes, entry, exit, and seconf. And the implementation wants to use the same op for the set. It means that if you arrive at the notification as entry, it means there are the number of system calls of the argument that can be changed. If you arrive in this way, the update, the reply must be done with the same operation. So it is possible to change the system call number, for example, set it to -1, seconf admit this to say skip the system call. In this way, there was no way to put, no field to put the return value with the error number. Okay. And the second problem was about even if there is the program counter in the data from ptrace, it's not important the way to change the program counter. So let us see this, then I'll turn back. The point is that I'm going to propose a patch set of five patches. The first one is to resolve the problem of the no skip of the system call by adding this tag. This tag, even if reply back to the entry phase, can set the return value and the return value and their number. Patch number two is not listed, it's just the test set for the testing of the kernel. Patch three is to add the function for changing the program counter, instruction pointer, which is present in almost all the architecture of Linux, but some. And the fourth patch is to add the flag to set the instruction pointer. We had a mail conversation with Dr. Levin, and I think it's the patches are in a very advanced stage, so we are going to propose it quite as soon as possible. We had the architecture problem plus the questions, including the questions. Another problem we had is about searching new ways, maybe more efficient, to trace system call. One method is about seconf notify. Seconf notify has a different concept. Using this call notify, we get notification of the system call, but it's not possible to change the system call number or to change that argument. The only thing the only possible interface is to avoid the system call, so skip the system call, and give the result, the return value of the system call or the virtual system call, or to ask the kernel to run the system call, but there is no way to have information of the returning value. So the idea is to delegate, to forward all the notification of system call to the hypervisor, and run the system call into the hypervisor, return back just the exit value. There are interfaces to send open file descriptor from the hypervisor to the 3C, to the virtualized program. Even in this case, we have found problems. Quickly, there is no way to support file control, FCNTL, FDAPFD. In F file control, there is one tag to do something similar to dup or dup 2, dup 3, but the file descriptor will be the lowest number file descriptor, a new file descriptor over a fixed number, and it's impossible to implement. More important, it is not possible. So if we open a file in a virtual environment, we send the file descriptor in the C. The problem is that file descriptor at one point will need to be closed. And there is no way to close a file descriptor into the 3C. And if we let the clause to be processed by the kernel, there is a race condition, because it's impossible to know if other threads or other processors sharing the file descriptor table is closing, opening another file at the same file descriptor, and so on. Even in this case, in the material published with this talk, you will see the URLs in the page of this talk. We propose a patch to resolve this problem. The patch in this case is at an early stage, so we're working on it. Okay. So there is not so much